Strange Adventure.
George Harkness was not new to the frigid North, but he was new to the Sawtooth Pass territory. Sure luck had made it possible for him to get through Sawtooth Pass, but he couldn't expect that kind of luck on the return trip. What he needed was a lead dog for his team, and the nearer the dog approached to being a super animal, the better. Harkness scoured the settlement of Moose Tail, but was unable to find a satisfactory lead dog. Then his old friend Jim Hunter mushed into town. One glance at Hunter's lead dog, and Harkness knew he had found the animal he needed. When he asked the price of the dog, Hunter shook his head.
Well, he ain't mine to sell. I borrowed him from old Pop Becker, and I've got to find some way of getting him sent back.
Harkness was jubilant. Well, that's fine. Becker lives on the other side of Sawtooth. I can use the dog as far as Becker's cabin. My dogs will get me the rest of the way home all right.
After the lead dog, Fleecher, was given adequate rest, Harkness hitched the team to a sled and headed out along the frozen trail. In the distance loomed Sawtooth Pass like a deep slash between the precipitous peaks. Everything went smoothly until Harkness came to the strip of timber before getting to the pass. The trail through the forest was winding and constantly climbing. The dogs soon became exhausted. Now they acted nervously, and Harkness knew why. A hungry wolf pack was following him. He urged the weary dogs on to a greater speed. If he could get to the pass before the wolves attacked, he would be safe. Beyond the pass, the land was clear, and the wolves were too smart to show themselves on open ground where they could be seen and shot. Gray forms could be seen darting between the trees, but they were out of sight before Harkness could raise his rifle. The vicious animals began closing in. Soon the man and his dogs would be encircled and dragged down. The dogs were barely moving as the trail became steeper. Suddenly, the lead dog left the trail, taking the team and the sled off through the woods. Harkness tried to head the team back onto the trail, cursing the errant dogs. It would be fatal to try the pass without them. The wolf pack was closing in. Harkness dashed after the sled, caught it, and climbed aboard. The wolves were gaining, getting organized to pounce upon him. Then suddenly Harkness felt a blast of chill wind and heard the draft through Sawtooth Pass. The sled emerged from the forest and sped downhill, guided by Fleecher, the new lead dog. They were safe. The wolves dared to follow them no longer. That night, Harkness pulled up at Becker's cabin. When he told the old trapper about the chase and his narrow escape, Becker chuckled.
Well, I guess I'm about the only one that uses that shortcut through the pass. Of course, Fleecher would take you that way, because that's the way we always go.
Well, how did you discover the shortcut?
Well, Fleecher found it for me. You see, he's half wolf, and he was born right somewhere near that pass.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Cratter, and inviting you to listen to Telegraph Ball, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.